Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting third. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Garth Eorg. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Damaso Garcia. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jimmy Key. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting second. The left fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dave Cochran. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. And now, play ball. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive towards first. Moorman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is hit by the pitch. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mosby. The throw from Carcoviche and he is safe. Mosby steals second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Boston reaches second base with a double. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boston moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran strikes out. One out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche hits a pop-up towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mosby hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Blue Jays. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Eorg fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 1 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen misplays the ball. That's an error on Guillen. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0 for 1 in the game. Moorman takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Key fields it and throws to first for the out. Moorman moves to second. One out. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Eorg fields it and throws to first for the out. Moorman moves to third. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkoviche is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Moorman strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hewlett moves to second. Two outs. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-2 in the game. Eorg takes first base on ball 4. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez bunts towards first. Moorman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martinez for the out. Eorg moves to second. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Upshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Foster pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster takes first base on ball 4. John Cangalosi pinch runs for George Foster. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boston bunts towards third. Eorg fields it and throws to first for the out. Cangalosi moves to second. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Hassey now catching. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mosby hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cochran juggles the ball. That's an error on Cochran. Kelly Gruber pinch runs for Cliff Johnson. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gruber moves to third. Bell moves to second. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Barfield takes first base on ball 4. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Eorg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nichols. Eorg reaches second base with a double. Gruber scores. Bell scores. Barfield goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Blue Jays. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Henke now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moorman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.